Right now, we're going to go to talk about the signing of the taxi livery legislation by Governor Andrew Cuomo, and we're going to talk about it with the head of Taxis for All, the disability action group that was so prominent in this discussion, Edith Prentice. Good afternoon, Edith.
Hi, Governor Patterson. Good to talk to you.
That's all right. You can call me Governor Cuomo. I want to take a day off soon. Maybe he'll sit in for me.
Hey, I could have called you Spitzer, you know.
Oh, wow. So Edith, after the concerns that were raised in a letter on Friday, Governor Cuomo came on this program, and he promised to do the right thing. How do you think the compromise works for the disabled community around the city?
I think it's great. We do have some concerns, but on the face of it, it looks fantastic. One of our major concerns is, as you know, the livery industry blatantly flouted the regulation, the for-hire vehicle regulation requiring equitable service for years. So some of us are concerned that without sufficient enforcement and oversight by the TLC, they may continue in their merry ways. So that's an issue.
Yeah, I mean, they made some very good points, and believe me, I'm one who suffered from this problem, and of course, I rode the subways. I wasn't particularly a big fan of the buses, but there were certain points that you wanted to take a taxi, and the taxis didn't always want to go where I live, so I totally hear what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
But there is an issue about belittling one interest group for another, and I thought a little bit of that was there during the discussion.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, it was kind of like, well, yeah, that's a problem, but we're going to solve our problem first, and then we'll get to the other one.
Right, and I don't think it helped that the mayor kept popping up and down and saying how we were incapable of hailing cabs.
Yeah, now, did he actually say that? Because I've never seen the... He did say it.
Yes, he had said repeatedly that it was not safe for us, that we can't do it.
See, I never thought the problem was that... Listen, I had a person in a wheelchair hail a taxi for me about 3 weeks ago because my way of hailing taxis is I just hail anything that has a light on it.
You just stand there and walk into traffic,
yes,
right?
Once in my life, it was over 20 years ago, the police stopped to ask me why I was waving at them. And I was quite embarrassed, I'll tell you. But I did ask them for a ride home. No, I'm kidding. The issue, I thought, was that because so few vehicles were outfitted for disability access, that you would stand there maybe forever trying to hail a taxi and be unable to...
That's definitely an issue when we're talking about the yellow taxis, which is 231 out of the round number is 13,000. But that statistic looks real good when you compare it to liveries. 23 out of 36,000 for-hire vehicles are accessible.
So basically,
I refuse to do the
basically when you get out in the street, you're playing the lottery.
I'm in Washington Heights, so I'm even north of where you are, and I don't even bother. You know, it's like there are a couple of yellow cabs, accessible yellow cabs, who the owners live in my neighborhood, and occasionally, they'll hail me more than anything. And it's like, guy, I'm going home now. But, you know, that's where I find them. I perfectly honestly don't even bother trying hailing them. But there are a lot of people in the community who would use cabs, who would use cabs daily. One of the things that also is very important is when we start looking at the tie-in of AccessoRide. An AccessoRide looking to use liveries and taxis, which are a lot cheaper than an AccessoRide vehicle, and therefore would be saving the MTA money.
And is that good or bad?
That's wonderful.
Okay, good. I just wanted to know.
You know, in Chicago actually uses accessible vehicles, accessible taxis, as their AccessoRide vehicles. New York City has been using cabs and liveries for accessorized, but what they're doing then is they're running a two-class system. They're running a system for people who are ambulatory or who can get into a sedan or a van, and then they're running one for those of us who have to use the big white bus.
So all told, even though there are some concerns, you would say that the governor stood by his pledge, and because you know you're never totally satisfied with any legislation that someone passes. I think maybe once somebody said that they were totally satisfied with some legislation that I signed, but this has got to be a banner day for disabled travelers around the city.
My line is this was our Hanukkah present, and hopefully Judge Daniels will give us a Christmas present.
Well, that's very good. So what's next in vehicular safety for the disabled? What's your next challenge?
Well, first we have to work with the TLC to work on the plan, the rollout plan that is required to the State Department of Transportation. The bill requires a stakeholders group, in effect, to work collectively on this plan. And if the Department of Transportation does not accept this plan, they don't get to sell any more medallions or permits/licenses.
And this really demonstrates the genius in Governor Cuomo's thinking here, because he knew that when he signed this legislation, as he has now, that he got a second bite of the apple, because it's his Department of Transportation mm-hmm. that will have to finalize the plan. So if there's anything that does not comply with his edict as he set out, that he did not want this legislation to be out of compliance with the Americans with Disabilities Act, he'll get a second chance to look at it down the road.
Right. Yeah, but at the same time, there are people who are concerned that this should be like it's almost a home rule issue, similar to rent stabilization, that this may be something that should be being handled within New York City. But as I have said, New York City didn't do it. You know, I mean, we've had all this time, and we haven't gotten it in New York City.
Well, what they have in the law is, at times, intervention by the state when it is perceived that an issue has a compelling state interest. And so equal rights issues always qualify that way. So that's the avenue that the governor gets into this as opposed to rent regulation issues, because it's not really housing discrimination. But here he has a clear path to get involved. And I guess because of his concern on the issue, he's taken that path.
I mean, we certainly hope that this rolls out to, you know, increase accessibility in other locations and other venues. It would be, you know, believe me, when I go to Albany, it's as much of a problem getting an accessible taxi as it is in New York City.
Yeah, most
they have three.
Most issues are exacerbated when you're in Albany, not just the political ones, even the travel. Well, Edith Prentice, thanks so much for joining
us.
Congratulations for
your
efforts. And we are happy to see the mayor, the governor. Everybody seems to be pretty happy about the way this issue worked out. And it's a far cry from the acrimony that seemed to be around a few days ago. And now everybody can celebrate the holidays in peace.
Thank you very much, and a good holiday to you.
Okay. It's 425 at WR News Talk Radio 710. And we are taking your calls at 800-321-0710. Any thoughts about the compromise between the mayor and the governor, the City Taxi Limousine Commission, and the Department of Transportation, the livery taxi drivers, and the medallion taxi drivers? Everybody's happy for the holidays. They worked out a deal, and the governor signed the bill.